This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Tech Talk. With the travel industry severely impacted due to the pandemic, how do you innovate and stay relevant to your customers and leverage on your customer base? How do you continue to connect with current and new customers? I'm here with Karen Chan, CEO of AirAsia.com, to discuss this. Karen, good to be speaking to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Frida.
I know when we met last year, you had a slightly different portfolio. And of course, your background is in digital marketing as well. But maybe we can start off with a little bit about your background.
No problem. I have been a veteran in the retail vertical for close to 15 years. I've been working in F&B. I've been working in fashion and accessories. And my latest stint, obviously, was when I actually relocated from Singapore to join AirAsia. First as the Group Chief Commercial Officer overseeing the airline operations. And then at the end of last year, Tony asked me to go and start overseeing AirAsia.com, which is basically a digital transformation of our platform for selling flights. Mm-hmm. Now we are more than just an airline, and we have basically put a stick now to say that we are the fastest growing travel and lifestyle platform in ASEAN.
Right. And so this was last year before the pandemic.
Correct. AirAsia.com and our transformation, it's actually always been plan A for us. And I think sometimes it takes, you know, something like a COVID to basically accelerate a lot of the digital transformation. But this has always been Tony's vision. How do we actually go and leverage the data and the consumer knowledge that we have amassed over 19 years of operating an airline? How do we now go and sell beyond just flights? So not just for travel-related products, take for instance, to hotel, which is basically complementary to activities, airport transfer. But more than that, beyond just looking at travel, consumers also need to go and purchase food. They also need to go and grab a ride in their own city. How do we go and start leveraging on our own ecosystem so that they can actually come to us not just for flights?
Right. So at least this has, the pandemic has pushed you further. Now, I think one of the things that people always sort of, when you think of your CEO of AirAsia.com, they're thinking the same thing. I'm going to book a flight, right? So, how do you, is there other plans to change the branding? And yet it's a strong branding. How are you going to go about to change the mindset that is beyond, going on that site to make a booking, flight booking?
That's a very good question. And we actually have quite a few plans, to do a massive launch. But of course, this year has been an exceptional year. Our first time was basically doing that in March, and then it got postponed to June, and then it was in October. But then we had another lockdown in Malaysia. But we actually did our own, we did a big launch, our Super App Super Sale in the first week of October, whereby we are not just prioritizing flights anymore. I think many of us in Malaysia, they must have remembered the big sale, right? Every quarter, AirAsia will go with a big sale whereby you can now go and get 1 million free seats, 3 million free seats. We are now pivoting. We are no longer just focusing on selling flights. So this week, we are already running a round two of Super App Super Sale, whereby this time, we are prioritizing e-commerce. Maybe a lot of you may not be aware, and that's why we need to do a lot more education and talking to people like you, Frida. We have started pivoting our duty-free portal, whereby passengers can actually buy duty-free in advance, and then you can actually pick it up on flight. We have actually pivoted that portal to go and start selling fresh produce, to go and start selling food. So from basically, we always have a bit of a joke about it. From selling perfume and cosmetics, we are also now selling potatoes and carrots. And this is basically what we are going into the market with this week. We want to go and highlight that we can do last mile fulfillment, not just for duty-free, for paid duty-free that you can now basically deliver to your home. We are also delivering fresh produce and also grocery essentials to your home as well. So we are now leading with this, and it's amazing. The first 2 days of sales, we are basically exceeding 5 times our normal delivery.
Right. And so this is across ASEAN or just within Malaysia?
So we are doing proof of concept for the e-commerce in Malaysia and Thailand. But if we start looking at the different verticals within AirAsia.com, we are focusing on 3 specific verticals. obviously the travel led, because we have always been, you know, selling tickets. Mm. For us to go and sell hotel, for us to go and sell activities, it's basically the right addressable market. Mm. And it's a natural extension of our portfolio. So that's the first vertical. The second vertical is what I just mentioned on the e-commerce piece, whether it's selling cosmetics, fresh produce, and restaurant food now home delivered to you. We can also, we are also focusing on that. Mm. The third piece is really the linchpin. For us to claim ourselves to be a super app, we need to go and have unified payment platform. Mm. And hence, a lot of Malaysians, you know, who are actually AirAsia customers, they will have big membership loyalty points. Mm. Now your big membership loyalty points don't just allow you to redeem on flights. You can now also go and use your points as cash, right, to go and pay for your cosmetics, to go and pay for your produce, to also go and pay for, you know, a top-up on our AirAsia.com app.
Right. You know, when you talk about the supply chain and you talk about your produce and all that, right? So obviously mm-hmm. that is something that's in place, you know, that's behind the scenes that people take for granted in terms of the logistics that go behind the scenes. Can you share a little bit more about that?
So if we look at AirAsia as a group, as a whole entity, yeah, our ecosystem has always been in place. In the past, we have always focused on cross-border cargo. Because we fly planes, not only do we actually carry passengers, we also carry parcels and cargo. Right. So that has always been our modus operandi. Yeah. Over the COVID lockdown, we realized that home delivery is a need. And this is going to be a new lifestyle trend that won't be going away, mm, even when we have a vaccine. People are now basically used to the convenience of home delivery. Mm. And as you can imagine, in the past 6 to 9 months, it's not just AirAsia, but also a lot of the other aviation carriers too. Mm. You know, we need to furlough staff because, you know, our planes are grounded and we are not flying international. How do we actually go and repurpose our staff? Mm. I mean, the DNA of AirAsia has always been about creating jobs and protecting, supporting community. And we have not deviated from that, even as we transform into a digital company. Mm. So as we start, you know, looking at what are we going to do with the staff that now cannot fly, we decided to start repurposing them and reskilling them, mm, some of them to become sources. So acquiring new brands, right? Mm. In the first 4 or 5 months when COVID lockdown happened in Malaysia, there was a massive closure of a lot of physical retailers. Mm. When we saw the need of a lot of local merchants who can no longer afford to have a store, Tony decided, let's go and open our platform, repivot our duty-free platform so that we can now serve local communities and local businesses. Right. That was very difficult. You can imagine when we sell, you know, duty-free, you are only dealing with maybe 50 merchants maximum, mm, who has, each merchant may have 2,000 SKUs. Now, when you start talking to local businesses, all they do is basically bake brownies at home and they sell it. So when we start onboarding them from physical retailers to e-tailers, there was a lot of education and a lot of training that we need to provide. How do you go and take an Instagram-worthy carrot and potato, right? You are talking to people who are not very aware of it. Mm. And the good thing is that we also have Red Beat Academy. Right. We actually provide training to go and upskill not just our own crew, to go and start loading photos, writing product descriptions for the merchants, but we also go and upskill the merchants as well. And it wasn't easy at all. Obviously, our tech stack has catered to basically not a lot of merchants, but with extensive SKUs. Now, as we need to onboard 2,000 merchants, we onboarded 2,000 merchants in 6 weeks, and we don't actually charge them commission. Very different to other marketplaces. We want to go and support the community. Mm. We only charge for delivery. So that was basically more an initiative of In This Together. We want to go and support the local community. And you know what? It was tough for us to go and start onboarding these merchants, making sure that, you know, we are actually showing the produce in, you know, a palatable Instagram-worthy manner, and even all the way up to payment in the back end. Right. You can imagine, when you deal with the big cosmetic company, they are talking about T plus 60. Now, with a lot of the small merchants, they are asking for, you need to pay me the next day. Otherwise, I can't actually make my next batch of whatever that they are producing. Mm. So it's a huge pivot for our team. And I think one thing that, you know, Tony keeps reminding us is that the worst of times really do bring out the best of AirAsia All-Stars. We are able, we are very agile, and we have actually repurposed 2,000 of our crew to become drivers, acquisition, business partners. So it has been, you know, a bit of a good story out of the difficult times that we are facing.
Right. And of course, the running joke is that you can also supply water, right? There's AirAsia. What's happening here?
In Tango, yes, Santa was doing that.
Right. So we're going to talk a little bit about what you're doing with AirAsia Health and also your tie with Turkish Airlines right after this. I'm here with Karen Chan, the CEO of AirAsia.com. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good morning, I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Karen Chan, the CEO of AirAsia.com. They've just recently launched a super app, AirAsia.com. We were just speaking earlier on about, you know, how this is not just beyond flight and hotel bookings. Now, also, Karen, you've also got AirAsia Health. What's this all about?
Correct. So we recently launched AirAsia Health in October. It has something that's always been in the back of our mind as well. When we start talking about AirAsia's DNA, you might also know that our tagline has always been, now everyone can fly. Mm. When we start thinking about AirAsia.com as an ecosystem, as a platform that enables travel and lifestyle needs for any consumers, for everyone, one of the needs that we see is that now everyone can also have affordable healthcare. Mm. And when we started looking at the new reality of travel, you know, post-COVID, we always have been talking about two types of travel, leisure travel and business travel. Mm. Business travel has been at the, you know, brunt of what is going to happen to business travel as people started getting used to Zoom, you know, using different technology to actually connect. What is going to happen to business travel? And now I think there's even more a third category for travel, which is medical travel. Mm. We have done quite a lot of syndicated research and study and also talking to a lot of foreign patients who are actually coming into Malaysia seeking medical treatment. Believe it or not, Malaysia is actually the number 5 top-ranked country in the world for patients flying in seeking medical treatment. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot actually going on for Malaysia. Also the same for Singapore. But for Malaysia, if you look at, we have a lot of qualified doctors who can speak in multiple languages. Yeah. Chinese, Bahasa, English. They are all Western trained. Yeah. And also we are a Muslim country. So the far hinterland of Indonesia and also the Middle East, when they are actually looking for specific treatments, whether it's for cancer treatments or more invasive treatment, they would actually think about Malaysia and also for Singapore. Last year, just on published numbers for the revenue made on medical treatments in Malaysia was close to 2 billion ringgit. Mm-hmm. And that's only published numbers, not including private clinics and institutions. Right. So I think that's a huge opportunity. As we start looking at the need of travel, we decided to go and build, this is actually the first platform in ASEAN, whereby healthcare meets travel. Yeah. If you look at a lot of other online health portals, most of them are telemedicine, whereby you actually want to book an appointment, you want to go and seek medical consultation online, you can now do that at the ease of your phone or on your laptop. What we have actually built for AirAsia Health is basically a one-stop shop. It's an end-to-end consumer value proposition. From basically looking at what sort of medical treatments are available in Malaysia, Thailand, India, Korea, and I'll share a little bit how we've actually set up a medical panel of doctors as well. From the initial browsing and discovery of different medical treatments, all the way to doing your first consultation with a doctor with telemedicine, we also have facial recognition. As you can imagine, right, women are vain. And now men are actually vain as well. A lot of the medical travel is actually around cosmetic tourism, aesthetics. Mm. Now you don't need to actually fly to Korea first to go and talk to a nurse. We already have facial recognition for our check-in. We are now repurposing this facial recognition so that the nurse would be able to go and capture your facial features and then recommend what treatments are suitable, what treatments are not suitable. And all the way to, okay, you've decided on this particular doctor who can speak this particular language or that you need to go and have a translator. You can then basically book your whole flight, hotel, and even a bit of shopping, everything and the convenience of one platform.
Right.
Everything can be done on one platform.
Right. Okay, so that's quite unique in that sense, right? You know, you were saying that right now the proof of concept is in Malaysia and Thailand. Why these two markets first?
Well, obviously, Malaysia, it's our home turf.
Right.
And we have been very, very fortunate that over this difficult period, when hospitals are really busy, we have actually signed up 17 hospitals already, including a lot of the big names, you know, for the private hospital landscape in Malaysia. They are offering us literally most of the faculties that's within the hospital. But right now, we are focusing on health screening. Majority, the number one nationality that is flying into Malaysia seeking medical treatment are actually Indonesian and then Australian. Most of them are actually looking for health screening. And then what we have actually done is that we have formed a panel of medical advisors of different subject expertise. So we actually have doctors that specialize in heart surgery, that specializes in eye surgery, as well as also aesthetics, fertility, and also on general health. They are now basically all on our board. And we are very fortunate that Apollo Hospital in India have also signed up. And we would also be referring patients to the first Asia Center for proton cancer treatment that is actually in Delhi. We have also signed up with Thailand. We understand that a lot of Chinese patients, as they actually seek fertility, maybe sexual health, and also for aesthetics, they would come to Thailand. So we are basically looking at testing this concept first in Malaysia and then in Thailand. And we are now also looking at partners and hospitals to work with in Korea.
Right. So, okay, that will be probably the next market that you're looking at, you know, launching the super app?
For the super app, so within the super app across the three verticals, travel, e-commerce, and also fintech, travel is literally in most of the markets within ASEAN. So this week, as we were talking about health, we have actually we are actually working with Beverly Wilshire to go and do a crazy deal. Unlimited beauty, so that you can actually go and do your laser and your facial as many times as you want within a particular duration at a specific price. So please go and check out, you know, on our website. But for travel, we have already expanded our hotel. You also mentioned about our relationship and a strategic partnership with Turkish Airlines. That is actually under the travel-related piece.
Right.
As we have to go and claim that we are basically a platform and not just an airline, we need to be brand neutral. We can't just be selling AirAsia flights. So we are very fortunate that during this COVID period, we have been able to reach out to quite a few full-service carriers that would like to now sell directly their tickets on AirAsia.com. We have already started working with an aggregator whereby we are pulling literally all the different airlines in the world able to sell on AirAsia.com. But that is using an aggregator model. Now we have been talking to quite a few strategic partners, the first of which is Turkish Airlines, and there are some other Middle Eastern airlines that we are now closely working with. Because once Umrah and Hajj actually resume, the pent-up demand for pilgrimage travel is massive.
Right.
And they also know that Malaysia, Indonesia are big catchment for Umrah and Hajj travel. So we are also working on that. And that's already in most of the ASEAN markets.
Right. You know, even with the app, right, do you tie up with your other business entities like Santan and all that? Is that something that's available on the app?
Absolutely. So the whole vision for AirAsia.com is that we need to be a unified ecosystem. How do we leverage on the all the great work that Santan is doing? We are now basically doing franchises with Santan. We are now building kiosks beyond just basically building restaurants so that we can start really populating and have much quicker speed to market. As we start building out different types of modules for Santan, we are working with them. We are already selling insurance. Not just travel insurance, but now also lifestyle insurance. You want to insure your product and go to transit? We already have that also on our platform. We already have integrated with BigPay. Very soon by December, you will be able to go and do your top up for BigPay, also at the convenience of one single app. And of course, with BigLoyalty. Now points, instead of using points just for flight redemption. Points is just another currency on AirAsia.com. All you need to do is use a point slider. You can go and pay with points or you can pay with your credit card.
Right. You know, and you feel that this will still be relevant when we are able to travel freely again, that it's going to be seamless. These are things that we're going to need, whether we can fly or whether we can't fly. These are the necessities.
I do. So one thing that Tony keeps reminding us is that only do what is meaningful now. And as we start looking at, you know, obviously we will have a 2-year or 3-year forecast. But whatever we are building now are basically fundamental pillars that we believe that beyond the COVID or beyond when the vaccine is available, these are critical pillars that will continue to propel us. To me, these are growth pillars. So let me share with you. If I look at the travel-led piece, we are very proud to say that we are the only OTA platform that is backed by an airline. Right now, it's a bit of a liability when you have so many planes. But no other OTA in the world is actually supported by an airline, which means that we actually know the yield curve 365 days out. I know which flight has a load factor of 80 and which flight has a load factor of 60. The load factor of 60, I will sell the unsold inventory because they are perishable at 1 ringgit, and I can bundle them with hotels. No other OTA can do that. So for me, the travel-led piece is basically our path to profitability. It's believable and it's a natural extension. The reason why we need to go and start building out the e-commerce piece is that the frequency of customers coming to AirAsia.com for travel is 6 to 7 times a year for travel. However, if I need to go and put a stake and say that I want to be a super app, I need to go and have much higher velocity and frequency. If you look at, you know, some of the other super app that is grounded in mobility, it might be once daily or twice daily. E-commerce, selling produce, being able to deliver produce to home is where we can create stickiness, as well as the whole fintech piece. If you need to go and top up your e-wallet, you will come back to our app. If you need to go and check your statement and pay utility bills, you will come back to our app. So all the things that we are now doing, these three pillars, are really about increasing stickiness and frequency of use and ease of use for consumer.
Right. So what can we expect for 2021?
I also wish we have a crystal ball. If I actually focus on the travel-led piece first, we are very much pivoting a lot of our efforts and our initiatives to domestic. We believe that our travel will be domestic focused for the next 3 to 6 months. So we are working on that. How do we actually continue to reignite domestic travel? And we are very fortunate, unlike other markets whereby you can only do flights to nowhere, Malaysia, we actually can fly somewhere. We just need to go and wait till there's no more lockdown. And, you know, so many consumers are telling us, when can we go to KK, right? That's their Christmas plan. When can we go and fly to Langkawi? So we are very confident that as we continue to work with the government, the DG, the Ministry of Health, we can reignite domestic tourism, not just for Malaysia. In fact, if you look at Q4, our domestic capacity has gone back up to 70 to 80%. Thailand is basically the green shoot and the silver lining. It's close to 95% of pre-COVID capacity for domestic. So we are very confident that even with domestic, as long as we can actually work with the government, we would be able to go and allow consumers to travel again in safety. Digitized, sanitized travel for domestic. Whether it's a vaccine, I think international travel will be predicated on quite a few factors. We need to have an available vaccine and that it's got to be mass adopted. The second piece is that until we have the vaccine, how do we continue to work with government to have a harmonized protocol so that when, you know, when travelers are actually flying in between countries, apart from establishing travel bubbles or travel corridor, how do we go and standardize the quarantine procedure? I think that's something that we really need to go and have a concerted conversation within ASEAN. And Tony and also our government relations team has been working very closely with other travel stakeholders, with hotel association, with a lot of the tour operators. We need to go and have an SOP in place for that. So that's one area that we're focusing on. We are hoping, we are very hopeful that AirAsia and also Asia would be at the forefront of travel recovery. If we look at the green zones within Asia, China is in a good place. I know Hong Kong is in the third and fourth wave, but it's very, very much contained to basically double digits. So I think Asia overall would be leading travel.
Mm.
In terms of the other types of business like e-commerce, we are already working on a city launch plan. We want to go and start fortressing specific cities, whether it is in Indonesia, whether it is in Philippines or Thailand. Mm. We want to go and start fortressing specific cities so that AirAsia delivery for food, AirAsia delivery for fresh, will be well known in one city, and then we actually go and scale.
Right. Okay. Well, this is something we look forward to until we can travel again. At least now everyone can shop.
Absolutely.
I've been speaking to Karen Chan, the CEO of AirAsia.com. You've been listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.